If you are guided by the Spirit, you won't obey your selfish desires. The Spirit and your desires are enemies of each other. They are always fighting each other and keeping you from doing what you feel you should. But if you obey the Spirit, the law of Moses has no control over you. People's desires make them give in to moral ways, filthy thoughts and shameful deeds. They worship idols, practice witchcraft, hate others and are hard to get along with. People become jealous, angry and selfish. They not only argue and cause trouble, but they are envious. They get drunk, carry on at wild parties and do other evil things as well. I told you before, I am telling you again, no one who does these things will share in the blessings of God's kingdom. God's Spirit makes us loving, happy, peaceful, patient, kind, good, faithful, gentle and self-controlled. There is no law against behaving in any of these ways. And because we belong to Christ Jesus, we have killed our selfish feelings and desires. God's Spirit has given us life, and so we should follow the Spirit. But don't be conceited or make others jealous by claiming to be better than they are. Amen. This is Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. Jeremiah told the people, enjoy your good food and wine and share some with those who didn't have anything to bring. Don't be sad, this is a special day for the Lord and he will make you happy and strong. Amen.
Well, this summer we are having a series on the fruits of the Spirit. And the second one today, can we have that up? Yes, please. And can you put the slides on? Okay, fruits of the Spirit. Well, this one we're on happiness. And we're actually having fruits this year, actual fruits. And today's fruit is a banana. So I'm going to ask Pauline and Brian to come and give you all a banana. But when you get it, do not eat it. Oh, big trouble. So make sure you get a banana. We're having a bit of fun with these bananas already. Some of them, people have decided these bananas are telephones, and some people are using them as revolvers. Okay, everybody got a banana now, please. Yeah, good. That's right. Now, you need your bananas. Hold your banana in your hand, please. Okay, want to see? That's good. Right. Now, why would we choose a banana thing for today's fruit, which is happiness? What? Because it's a smile. Let's see those smiley faces, please. Come on. Smiley faces. Right. Okay. If you were unhappy about something, show me, use your banana. Oh, yes, upside down, unhappy, sad faces. Right, okay. Thank you very much. That's good, you get yours. Right, we're going to see some slides now, and I want you to use your bananas, everybody, hold it up to your face, and tell me whether these are things that make you happy or unhappy, right? For each picture, you need to show either a happy face or an unhappy face, okay? All right, here's the first one. Does that make you happy? Happy? All right, let's have happy faces. Come on, hold those bananas up, everybody. Okay, that's good. Oh, lovely. That's right. Thank you. What about this one? Oh! Right, this is 50-50. Right, I can see 50-50. It's a big, John and Alison divided there. Okay, next picture. Right, all happy faces for that one. That's good. Oh, what about this one now? This is Aleppo. I think it's Aleppo in Syria being blasted apart. Mostly, yeah, sad faces for that one. Now, this is a person rescuing a little boy. That's sad but happy, really, isn't it? All right, okay. Just checking up on this. A few downward faces, most upward faces for McDonald's, right? Chicken dinner. Yeah, okay. Yeah, good, right. Oh, Sprouts. Sprouts. I can't see any, a few unhappy faces. Not, yes, right, I see you, yep. Okay, next one, what have we got? Jewelry. Right, jewelry. The men have got their faces down, the women have got their faces up mostly. Oh, snow, this is a snowstorm. Okay, right, okay, next one. Oh, that's all right, another happy one there, right, okay. What about that? Right, that's pushing a car in the snow, not much fun, I think. Happy or sad? A lot of unhappy faces here. Why are you unhappy? Right, not sure about that one. Right, okay. Flying in a plane. Some have got unhappy faces, they don't like it. Right, okay. Oh, okay. Harley Davidson. Yay. All the guys say yes for this one. Oh. A barking nasty dog. No, no, right, okay. And what about this one? Now, I'm not sure if this dog is smiling or growling. I think it's smiling, actually. Okay. So, snakes. That make you happy? Now, what about this one? Now, I had two thoughts on this one. Are you happy? Is it a happy picture? Yes, it is a happy picture. This is young love, right? But what if a train comes around the corner? Right, this is one for drivers in your rear view windscreen. Okay, watching TV, yep. Okay, that's smiley, yep. Some not bothered about that. Reading the Bible. Oh, yes, well, we all ought to say happy, but some people might feel, not sure about that one. A new car. Oh, yeah, that'd be okay. Going to church. Yay, okay. Oh, the Rolling Stones. Now. Rolling Stones. Music. Right, Beatles. Oh, yeah, okay, right. Oh, a guy on the street with a dog. Sad face, yeah, sad. Now, ladies' clothes. Now, let's see if there's a gender distinction here. Right, the ladies have all got their faces happy and the men have got their faces unhappy. How could that be? Right, men's clothes. Not many smiley faces for that one. Oh, somebody won a lot of money on the lottery. Okay, not sure about that one. And this is the last one. A beach in the tropics. Yes. Okay, yeah, okay. Right, well, don't eat your bananas. You can keep them till later. But these pictures, we have a lot of feelings about them. Some of them make us feel quite happy and we wish we had them or whatever it was. Some of them make us feel quite sad, don't they? And we'll be looking at that today, but we'll be looking at it from a different angle, how God sees these things as well. But people want to be happy. We all want to be happy, don't we? And I wonder if there's something in your life that's missing that would make you happy. Now, I'm going to ask Brian and Pauline to come and give these out. You two can give the pens out, please. You're going to get a piece of paper just now. And when you get the paper, there we are. It's got some things for you to write down, and these are the questions it says here. It says, I think I would be really happy if I had, you can put that down, what you think it is. I feel happy because, okay? I feel happy when, and I would be happy if. And this always makes me happy. So write some ideas down on the paper when you get it, please. There's no right or wrong answers. Just put down some things that you feel, okay? Right, I hope you've all had a chance to write something down now. Don't have to fill all the answers to all the questions, but if you've got some ideas, that's okay. Okay, just have another half a minute to write things down. Any ideas you've got? Okay, just finish what you're writing then. And then if you wouldn't mind handing your papers towards the middle, and we'll have a look through these and just read out some of the more exciting and interesting ideas that you've had. Thank you. Right. Now, this morning, something happened to me when I looked out of our kitchen window, and it really made me happy. I saw two butterflies. Wasn't that sweet? Two butterflies, and they were flirting with one another. They were just flying about. I just watched these butterflies, and there were two, and they don't know how they did it, but they were flying around one another and up and down, obviously getting ready to make love. But there they were, these butterflies flying around, and I thought, you know, this is so wonderful. How do they manage these little butterflies? How do they keep in sequence like this, you know? It was just a great thing. It made me happy just to watch them. Just a very simple thing that God had made. Any more papers to come in?
I'm nearly finished.
Right, okay. We're going on to our next section now, please. Thank you. Right, we'll have a look at those and give some feedback in a minute. Right, please sit down. Now, we're just going to read some of the interesting things that have come out. And what I think we'll do afterwards, we'll probably put these on the table. They're all anonymous, so you don't know who it is, but you can just see what other people have put if you're interested. Okay.
Right, some very interesting answers. Lots of people put, I feel happy if I had chocolate.
Right. This one says, I feel happy because I'm healthy.
Yeah.
That's good, isn't it? Yeah.
Somebody put, I feel happy because I've got a great mum, and I would be happy if I could study better.
And this person says, this always makes me happy, holidays.
Yay.
Right. Whoa.
I feel happy when I'm making a difference to somebody else. That's good, isn't it?
And this is a nice one. This always makes me happy. Going walking in Wales. Yeah.
Now, this is a good one. There is a name here, but I will not read out the name. I feel happy when blank gives me a kiss.
Who could that be, I wonder? Right, just one more, and then we'll put the rest out on the sheet. Have you got more than one?
Oh, yeah, I want to read this
one. You want to read that one? Okay. Quite a lot of family ones. It's interesting. A lot of people said, I feel really happy when I'm with my family. That's good. It's sort of a relationship, isn't it? This is interesting. This always makes me happy. Being creative.
Yes.
Nice.
Right. This always would be really happy if I had positive GCSE results. Understand that one. Yeah?
Okay. Thank you.
Take that one. I'll just read one more.
One more.
This is interesting. I would be really happy if I had a dog and a baby. Now, I don't know in which order. Okay, and this is a good one. I would be happy if I had no arguments with my friends. That's good, isn't it? And the last one, I feel happy when people show me kindness. That's good, isn't it? Where is he? I've lost him.
Right, I'll take those. We'll put them out on the table afterwards for you to have a look at. Okay, thank you very much. And now, we're going to be looking at a little part of the Bible today. I haven't got a lot of time. We might have to miss the last hymn, but anyway, we'll see how we go. And this is found in Matthew's Gospel. And it's in Matthew chapter 5, actually. Now, why have I chosen this? It's sometimes called the Beatitudes. Have you heard of the Beatitudes? Yeah. Right, somebody called them the Be Happy Attitudes, which is an interesting thing. Now, if you look at different translations, most of them use the word blessed. Blessed are the so-and-so, right? But if you look at the Good News Bible, it says, happy are those. And so that's why we're going to be looking at that. Billy Graham wrote a whole book on this subject called The Secret of Happiness. If you want to read that, I'll lend it to you afterwards. But that's based on the Beatitudes. So we're going to be looking at that now. And I want to show you 9 ways that you can find a different kind of happiness. So you can look at these 9 ways in a minute. Now, we looked at different kinds of things that bring us happiness so far. And you could say they include relationships, family, people we love. They include nature, my butterflies, walking in Wales, sunsets and those nice things, just looking at nature. Food. You know, it's okay. God gave us a sense of taste, and so we can be happy when we eat and enjoy food. So there are all these different kinds of things. And there are other kinds of things that people think will make them happy, like a new car, a new watch, more jewelry, more clothes, more shoes, or whatever you might want. More electronic gadgets, maybe, these days. Now, some people feel they are only blessed when something good has happened to them, right? So you could say, I'm really blessed, I've got a new house. Or I'm really blessed, God's really blessed me with a new car. Or God's really blessed me with a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Or at work, God's blessed me, I've got promotion at work. Now, we tend to say we're blessed or we're happy because of something that we've got, right? I've got this. I'm happy because I can see this sunset, taste this food, love this person, got this job. But the question is, could we be happy if these things were taken away from us? Right? Let's say you were arrested and thrown in a jail, you're in a prison cell on your own, maybe unjustly. Could you say, I am happy, I am blessed? Or could you only say, I'm happy and blessed when God gets me out of here? Right? It's interesting, you see, because we tend to think that blessedness is only when we get things or when good things seem to happen to us. But the Bible talks about happiness in a very different kind of way. Brian and Paul, just come and give these sheets out, please. You start looking at these. This is from Mark's Gospel. I'm going to give half of those. Would you mind giving from the back, please? So this is Matthew chapter 5. Now, just look at this. It's very interesting, the kind of things that Jesus said to people. He said, if you want to be happy, these are the things that will make you happy in a sort of Godward way. Now, that you look at this list, and it doesn't talk about any possessions or things that you're getting. It doesn't talk about any circumstances that you're in, except bad ones. It's very different. So look at them, and let's just look at them together. The first one says, happy are those who know they are spiritually poor. Now, some people, Jesus had the Pharisees round and about, and some people in our age are a bit like that. They think we are very, very good. We deserve God, in other words, right? But Jesus said, happy are those who know they are spiritually poor. In other words, we can come to God with nothing. We can't come to God and say, look, I'm great, I'm wonderful. We come to God with nothing. We are spiritually poor. We throw ourselves completely upon him. We don't arrive at heaven's door and say, I did this, I did that, I did the other. I have to be let in. You come to heaven's door and say, I have nothing, nothing to offer. The second one, he said, is happy are those who mourn. Now, that's when you mourn, you're usually mourning for somebody who's died, aren't you? You feel sad because somebody has died. But Jesus said, happy are those who mourn. And I wondered what that meant. Any ideas why he would say you could be happy if you're mourning? Yes. You're celebrating a person's life. Yes, you're thinking about that. But I think he's talking about inside you, how you feel. Yes. Right, if you lose the use of something you've had. Yeah. I wondered, I mean, it talked about Jesus weeping over Jerusalem, didn't he? He wept because he was so unhappy about the situation there. And Jesus wept when Lazarus had died. And I think that God looks at the world and he looks at places like Syria with all these houses being bombed apart and mourns. God feels sad because people are behaving so badly to one another. And he mourns. He says, I made this world to be good. Look how you're messing it up. Maybe that's how it is. So it's mourning, I think, about the awful condition the world is in. Happy, says Jesus, are those who are humble. Now, most people like to get to the top of the heap. They like to be the boss, telling people what to do. But Jesus said, happy are the people who are humble. And what he means by that, I think, is people who are servants. He wants us to be servants. I had a friend who worked in a slum in the Philippines, in a really dump. I went down and visited her one time. And they were called servants to Asia's urban poor. She lived right amongst these people in these shacks in a shanty town where people made a living by picking over the rich people's rubbish and trying to find bits of stuff they could rescue. But God wants us to be humble, serving other people. This woman typified a humble person, serving people right on the rubbish dump. And then God says you'll be happy if you have your greatest desire is to do what God requires. Now, very often, God wants us to do something that goes against our old nature. You know, we want to do this, and God would like us to do that. So it's great, and he says you'll be happy, really, if your greatest desire is to do what God wants. Then he goes on to say, happy are those who are merciful to others. Jesus gave lots of stories of people who had kindness shown to them and then were unkind to other people. And so Jesus said, mercy has been shown to you. I've forgiven you. So you be kind and merciful to other people. Happy are the pure in heart, he says. This is what we think. What goes on inside us, good or evil. Sometimes our hearts are full of vengeance, trying to get back at people who have hurt us. Sometimes our hearts are full of lust. But God says, happy are the pure in heart. And then he says, happy are those who work for peace. We should be peacemakers. We should not be fighters. We should be peacemakers in our workplace, where we meet other people. When we see fights going on, we need to be there, stepping in and trying to bring peace. And then he says, happy are those who are persecuted because they do what God requires. Now, someone in this congregation told me this week about an example where this had happened to them. They saw a person on the street a homeless person. They went and gave them some money. And somebody said to them, "You stupid thing, you shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be giving money to those people. They should look after themselves." So this person who gave the money, a Christian person, gave it. But they were persecuted. They were told off by somebody, a passerby, who hadn't given any money to them. You know? "Happy are you," said Jesus, "when you're persecuted because you do what God requires. Happy are you when people insult you and persecute you and tell all kinds of evil lies against you because you are my followers," he says. "Be happy and glad, for a great reward is kept for you in heaven. This is how the prophets who lived before you were persecuted." Now, we have only looked at the happiness bit. If you're like this, you will be happy. Now, God actually says you're going to get some rewards. And the rewards are on the right-hand side of this page. And it's very interesting. None of them are material. I'm just going to read down them quickly. But you look at them, they're all God-related rewards. So, the first one is, the kingdom of heaven belongs to them. It's God, isn't it? God will comfort them. They will receive what God has promised. God will satisfy them fully. God will be merciful to them. They will see God. God will call them his children. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Be happy and glad, for a great reward is kept for you in heaven. All the blessings that you're going to get are from God. Now, it doesn't mean that we can't enjoy the world. We can't enjoy a banana. We can do this. We can enjoy our families. All these are good. But you can still be happy, stuck in a prison where you don't get the best things, where you don't get the new house, you don't get the new job, you don't get the new car, you don't get the phone that you wanted. You can still be happy because you know that God is happy with you. And Penny was talking about Corrie ten Boom today in Germany, in a prisoner of war camp in Germany, in the war. And she was a happy person, despite the fact that everything had been taken away. So remember, blessings are not just what we get, but it's our internal heart attitude towards God that really, really counts. So if we had nothing left, if everything was taken away, I thought about the people in that tower block that was burnt down. Just imagine if you'd been living in that tower block. That's an example, isn't it? Awful example. You know, you might have got away with your life. Your family might have escaped as well. But all the stuff you had in that house is gone. You know, all the family mementos, all the presents you'd been given, your telly, all the things that you love, books, TV, DVDs, all kinds of stuff, all burnt up, a whole lot gone. And so some people would respond to that and say, "Well, God doesn't bless me now." But God can still bless you, even in that terrible, terrible circumstance, you know, which you'd never want to happen. God can bless you if you follow this pattern. So these are the nine things. And I'm going to ask you just to look at these lists of the things here. Happy are those. And perhaps one or more of these really strikes you and you think, maybe the Holy Spirit has spoken to you and you think, yeah, I really need to be more like this. And so what I'm going to ask you to do, we're going to just have a little prayer now. And I'm going to ask you to look at that list. And if there's one or two things that you think I really need, just going to ask you to put your finger on that one or more. And we're going to pray that God will help us in these areas now. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you do promise great happiness for those who follow you, who live in the way that you want. So we pray now for ourselves. Lord, your Holy Spirit has touched some of our hearts and we feel, yes, we've got to be changed. So Holy Spirit, we ask you that you will help us as we go away to listen to your voice, to do what you want, to do what God requires. Help us in the power of your Spirit, Lord, in these particular areas that we're concerned about, to live lives that are pleasing to you. And Lord, we pray that you will make us happy in a spiritual kind of way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.